the greatest city in the world. This is Tanya and Steve. We get up, we get dressed, waking up Newcastle's best, live and free, Triple M's Tanya and Steve.
Morning.
Hello.
Happy Friday.
We love Friday because we get to play credit card roulette at the start of the show.
We do.
And I have never, ever, ever lost this. I'm such a winner. Such a winner.
Risey won it once.
I put my credit card in. We buy coffees every Friday if you're new to the show.
Yeah.
We throw it in. Whoever credit card gets pulled out is the one that shouts all the coffees. Mm. Now, we started this how long ago, Evie
McGee? 6 weeks ago.
6 weeks ago.
Because you've won five, Risey's won one.
I don't like to use the word one.
Ah, I thought that's what we were going with.
No.
Show me.
Okay, so no, I said to the guys, card. I'm the unluckiest guy in the world. I think they're starting to believe me, but anyway, credit cards all in the hat.
Who they will be are shouting? All in the hat.
Who will be shouting? Can we raise our hat higher, please?
I will. Let me just say this. I have a theory.
Yeah.
Because occasionally I buy a double coffee on a Thursday, I haven't been drawn out of the hat.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon it's because karma goes, well, you've already bought two coffees this week.
True.
Yesterday, Risey beat me to it, so he's bought two coffees this week.
Ah.
I reckon this is my day.
Okay. Yeah. That's a fair theory.
I think you got a good point. Here we go.
Oh, great. I'm buying three coffees this week.
What did I tell? Oh, no, that's wrong.
That's mine.
That's my theory's wrong.
Who cares? Risey has to buy the coffees, everyone.
Oh, the kids can't play sport this weekend. It's all right.
Now, the best part about this is a few weeks ago, Risey was like, oh, Steve, don't be silly. That's too. I said, no, we're sticking to this.
Oh, yeah.
And then I saw his face going, yeah, but what have I started with?
Exactly.
That's 2 weeks in a row, Rise.
Yeah.
No.
No, Steve, this is my second time. I think Steve was last week.
Yeah, he's five.
Yeah, he's five. I've had two. You've had zero tenure.
Yeah.
And I won lotto today.
Wait. Yeah. Tell everyone how much you won.
I won $44.16 or something.
I certainly hope that's rubbing it into you.
It certainly is.
That she won $40 and you're still buying coffee.
Yeah.
All right.
And oh, that's hard.
That's how it rolls.
Oh, right. Okay. Sorry.
No, that's hate. You can't argue with the credit card roulette.
I'm going to draw a positive on this. This means that this is my lucky weekend and it's Deanna's birthday weekend. Thank you, Risey.
You're welcome,
thank
Steve.
You.
You're welcome. You're very right. Welcome.
I feel almost guilty.
Oh, God.
Don't feel guilty?
I do, because there's three little mouths to feed on your side of the thing.
Yeah, it's all right.
Soon to be four.
Soon to be four.
I just realised something. How stupid of me. I was about to put my credit card back in my wallet. There you go, Nick. She holds it. She says she likes to keep it safe for you.
All right, well, we're underway for a Friday.
We were talking about the fellow that sparked the whole COVID crisis in Sydney.
Barbecue Man.
Barbecue Man is what he is, because when they were rattling through where he did his COVID-19 check-ins, he was obviously in the market for a barbecue.
Yeah.
And then he must have found one, because then we found out he went to the meat shop in Bondi Junction and bought some meat.
Yeah.
So that's what he has been dubbed, Barbecue Man.
So you've got to think of what you've registered at the most, where the past, let's even call it a month if you like.
Yes.
All right. And figure out where it would probably pop up the most where you were.
Yeah, if you were like that fellow in Sydney, what would we be reporting you as? For Risey, it'd be Surf Man.
Yeah, Surf Man.
Checking in at the beach.
I do check. Yeah, if there was a QR code at the beach, 100%.
I'm purely going for the alliteration on this one, but I'd be Bolo Boy.
Bolo Boy. Absolutely.
I
know it should be Bolo Man, but Bolo Boy.
You have to.
Yeah.
Yes. Love it, Bolo Boy. Yeah.
All right, if we're going for alliteration, then I'll be Pilates Princess.
Oh, nice. Nice. Pilates Princess. There you go.
Basically, we want you to play.
Why? How many times are you going now?
Oh, quite a few at the moment.
Okay. You love that planking, don't you?
I don't mind it.
Steve, you missed it yesterday. Tanya, we had some papers on the floor and Tanya... Here we go.
No. I offered him $10 to pick it up for me.
I've seen the agony of Tanya walking.
So we want you to play. It's Pie Day Friday, so give us a call.
Yep.
Tell us if we had to report you on the news, what would we be reporting you as? So it's where you've been, basically.
Yeah, 133353. Give us a call. Play right now with Bolo Boy and Pilates Princess.
Yeah, please don't stick with alliteration if you've been going to the Kent a lot. So, you know, it could be the barb, it could be...
Stephen.
Tanya, it's Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, pies for you if you can get on the air and tell us where you've been. 133353, Miller's Pies.
I can't tell you how happy you guys got that. I'll throw it out there and see what happens.
Well, while we're waiting, what do you reckon Nick would be?
Ooh. Gee, hey, bear with us. We'll have to think about
that. I know she's been going to the gym a bit this week.
There's a gym, but I reckon it's Cocktail Queen.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Again, steering away. We've got Jen from Belmont.
Jen, if we were reporting on you, what would we be calling you?
The coffee guru.
There you go.
She loves a cuppa.
Yeah. Any other? Are you just anywhere or is it a particular place you go?
Well, it's usually the McDonald's drive-thru.
There you go.
Because I'm too lazy to get out and go anywhere else.
Okay. There you go. Thank you, Jen. Miller's Pies, thanks to Shortland RG and Warners Bay. You've got some pies, Jen.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Let's go to Danielle.
What's yours, Danielle?
Danielle?
Hello.
Hello. What would yours be?
I reckon I'd be the lounge lizard. I'm on the hunt for a new lounge, so I've been everywhere lounge shopping.
Love it. Cool. I thought you meant you were just chilling out on the lounge, but yeah, shopping.
Lounge
lizard. I've been shopping for a lounge.
Yeah.
You got one yet?
I did get one.
Good girl.
Well done. Good. Yeah. Thank you, Danielle.
Thanks, Danielle.
Pies for you as well. Hold the line, we'll get your details.
Let's find out where Glenn, what's your title, Glenn?
Fish and gym junkie.
So you go fishing or eat fish?
Both.
Aha.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The fish and gym junkie.
Yeah, I've just been up to Swains Reef, Queensland. Got three frozen boxes of fish waiting on them to be delivered by courier.
Gosh. Serious fisherman.
Yes.
Wow.
You're impressed, David?
I'm very impressed.
Lovely. Thanks, Glenn.
Go away, catch a fish.
Well, I've just pulled up at the gym this morning, so... I do that 3 times a week. I've just retired, so I'm enjoying life.
Good man. On you, Glenn. Good on you, Glenn.
Thanks for giving us a call. You've got pies as well as those fish.
Fiona, we're finding out what your QR code says about you. What would you be?
Bottle shop stalker. Because we live near a few bottle shops, and my partner and my daughter after COVID said they were seeing there too much, so they send me instead.
Fair enough.
It's good to have housemates.
Absolutely. Thanks, Fiona.
All right, let's go, Jackie. Wrap it up for us. What is your COVID name?
Okay, anyone who knows me with my upcycling furniture and renovations, I'm Bunnings Bitch.
Wouldn't you love Barbecue Man and Bunnings Bitch to hang out?
Absolutely. He sounds like your ideal bloke, Jack.
Happily spreading COVID willy-nilly around the state.
I'm happy to do my own barbecue. Okay.
Well done, Jackie. You got pies. Thanks to Miller's Pies as well.
Got an email from my son, Tim, elder son, Tim, in Holland.
Mm-hmm.
Not email, sorry. We're on WhatsApp together. And it's so lovely to see that, you know, he's 27 now,
mm-hmm.
right? And then he signed off with to me, all right, Dad, I've got to go to Betty Box.
Oh.
Now, I know that, right? That's been going through my family, my mum's mum.
Wow.
Calling it the Betty Box.
Betty Box.
How cute.
And even as adults, I still call it that. BJ calls it that. And anyone that I've had something to do with, be it my ex Karen, Betty Box.
Yeah.
Cute.
It's one of those, and it sounds stupid. What the hell's a Betty Box? But I don't know where it came from.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, have you guys got anything like that in your family that you name something a little bit silly, but it just sticks whether you're an adult or not?
No.
Good talk.
No. I thought you meant like going to bed at night, that final saying. Is that not what you mean?
No. Even that though. Yeah. That's a family thing that you will find Lorc will pass on.
Yeah.
Even that.
Yeah.
But just little things. What's your final saying?
It's a shortened rendition of Edelweiss.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder whether he'll sing it to his children.
I doubt it. I doubt it. Anyway, I think what you've done is you've finally found the finish line for that little family trait.
Yeah,
you'll
you're
be
probably
surprised,
right.
To be honest.
Maybe.
Oh, no, you'll be surprised. Yeah. That little thing that carries on.
Could be.
Yeah.
My mum sang it.
You
I
got
sing
anything
you'd be,
Nikki?
Our family calls the remote control a hand control, and I didn't think that was weird until Jacob pointed out to me and my husband.
I'll guarantee you how many people call it a clicker. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
A clicker. It's the clicker.
Yeah.
I've never heard hand control.
Yeah. I've never called it a remote. Always hand control. Mm.
Do you have one, Russ?
No. The only thing I can think of is if we're on Memorial Drive, we'll call like at night time and we look down over the city. We won't go, look at the city lights. We call them fairy lights.
Look at the fairy lights.
Look at the fairy lights. They look beautiful. Like from my mum to my mum's mum to her mum's mum.
Oh, okay.
Always just fairy lights.
I love that.
Don't call them like the street lights. Fairy lights. Fairy lights are on.
Do you have a particular good night? Because okay, while Tanya's on that subject, we've got a good night pass down for Bibby Bop.
Bibby Bop.
Weird family.
I knew that. You told
you
me
know that.
That.
Yeah.
Bibby Bop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bibby Bop.
I don't have one, but my dad always uses that. Good night, John Boy. Good night.
Yeah.
I don't even know where that's from.
That's from an old show called The Waltons.
There you go. My dad used to say it all the time, and I was like, what are you? My name's Ryan, mate.
That's Ryan.
But we know Risey well enough just to go, oh, nice one, Dad.
Yeah, you're too sweet. Sheree, what do you guys do?
My mum, I don't know where it came from her, but we call the TV an idiot box.
Yeah.
Because there's idiots on the box.
Yeah. My dad called it that too, Sheree. Oh, what are you watching on the idiot box, mate?
Yeah.
Well, my daughter's 14 and went to school and told the one of the teachers that she was going to turn the idiot box on for her. And the teacher completely lost her marbles because she'd never heard anybody.
Oh, was that before? Right?
Funny you say that. Just you saying go to school. And one of the things that I now remember, Steve, we used to call meat pies maggot bags.
Yeah, I love that.
Maggot bags.
Yeah. I love a good maggot bag.
Yeah.
I'm off to Betty Box to eat my maggot bag, Bibby Bop.
Isn't that...
Edelweiss. What a... God, we have good time, Steve. Between the pair of us, people must be so jealous of our growing up.
Let's go to David. What did you guys... What do you call things? David.
Oh, David.
No, he's not there.
He's got a name for a bobby pin, which I was interested in. Well, David, you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, what do you call bobby pins?
Pimpy bombs. My sister calls them pimpy bombs.
Pimpy bombs.
Pimpy bombs.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's very cute.
Yeah.
What about Bob at Minmai?
The fire outside, if you have a fire outside or even inside, my old boy always called it the Bushman's television.
Oh,
I love it.
Yeah, I like that. I love it. Because you just sit and stare at it.
That comes from Bob the Minmai Magster.
Oh, is that your dad?
Yeah, that's my old man, yeah.
Oh, wow. How is he?
He's good. He's really good.
Still doing poetry in gear?
Yeah, always out and about.
Tell him we were asking after him.
I will. Thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
Good on you, Rob. Thank you.
You know what I love about that? Because isn't that the greatest thing? Just to sit there and just stare in a
fire. Totally.
Yeah.
And we stare at a TV. Yeah. Sometimes not even taking in what was on.
Yeah, that's such a cute name.
Gonna
use that now.
Gotta go to the news. Bibby Bop. Eve. Isn't Lucy the luckiest mum in the world?
She is. This is Risey's wife. Beautiful, beautiful children. Okay, husband. But
he has his days. He's a very good father when he's not a deadbeat one.
But how cute. Oscar, your second one, at his Mother's Day lunch yesterday.
Yeah, it was very sweet. They had it at the preschool. The preschool do a wonderful job, put it on, and each child has to get up and say why they love their mum on the microphone.
Hang on to your ovaries, ladies. Listen to this.
Okay, this is Oscar.
I wish you would have said something.
I love my mummy because she's so beautiful.
Play it again.
I love my mummy because she's so beautiful.
Very proud dad when I heard that.
Yeah.
He obviously has heard that when he's upstairs and rises. He's come home at 3 a.m. He's like, that worked. I'm going to use that.
So because it's Mother's Day on Sunday, we've got loads of flowers to give away. Thank you to the Newcastle Food and Flower Markets. They're open on Mother's Day. They've got an actual high tea, which is wonderful.
We want you to finish this sentence, I guess, really, isn't it?
My mother did this, but I still love her. So it's those things that she did upon you, to you, around you, but you love her anyway.
Now, I swear I haven't been, I'm not being rude. I've been just going for my phone because I am looking for a photo to say my mother dressed me like this, but I still love her. But I had bent legs as a kid and she just kept putting me in shorty shorts. I'm going, will you stop it?
Where were the pants?
Oh, mate.
Long pants.
Give me some pants.
Yeah, exactly. Flared ones.
I got a bent leg and she'd put me in shorty shorts and a bow tie.
Oh. Daddy.
And then give me a Barry Bum part, the middle. And I'm like, Mom.
But you still...
I still love her.
Yeah.
1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call right now. My mum did this to me, but I love her anyway. It'll score you a bunch of flowers thanks to the Newcastle Food and Flower Markets. Book now for the beautiful flowers, and you've got to book for the Mother's Day high tea as well.
I remember my mother rode a motor scooter when I was a kid. She used to ride a bike to work. And she had to drop me somewhere for a school thing one day. We didn't have a second helmet, so I had to wear Dad's construction helmet. Not safe. It didn't tie on or anything. It just sat on my head.
Do you want to go? Put on your safety beanie. It just
seriously,
sat on your head.
It just, well, you know, the white construction helmet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It just sat on my head and I had to hang on for dear life.
If I could just hold that for a second, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, does it? In the fact that, like, when she found out that you got a scooter, she's up here for the rent.
I know.
And then you found out that Lorcan bought one, you up in for the rent.
I know.
That's true.
It's a family tradition.
What is with you lot? I found it. It's worth showing.
Oh, my God. Show
okay, we'll put it up online. I don't mind. I was young and it wasn't my fault. This is how my mum dressed me.
Oh.
Give me a look, Steve.
Oh, my God. You're so cute, though, with your funny little legs.
Oh, that is... You look adorable.
Oh, it's so cute.
Okay.
I love it.
All right. Thank you, guys, because I look at that and just go, thanks, Mum. And it took me till I was 12 to have friends. Hello, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, Kim. What did your mum do on you? But you still love her anyway.
Oh, when we were kids, she used to spit on the corner of her hanky and wipe food off our face.
I think they all do.
Yeah. What was with that?
I don't know. We loved...
Did you ever do it?
Yeah, of course. I still do it to Michael. We've got flowers for you, Kim. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Good on you, Kimmy.
You know, maybe I'm just thinking post-COVID. But you know, it's like, get that on you.
Lou, your mum did what, but you love her anyway.
Good morning, Tanya. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Lou.
My mum used to, she told me when I was little that, you know, the plungers that you use for the kitchen sink when they're blocked. Well, I believe my mum, she told me for years they were for piles.
So she'd just go bum plunging.
Yeah, well, and I believed it for years.
Oh, wow.
I love it. Great story.
I'm starting to think that's a good name for a band.
Bum plunging.
Oh, I like it.
The bum plunge.
We've got flowers for you too, Lou.
Thanks, guys.
Hello, Simon. Simon.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, what did your mum do but you love her anyway?
When we used to muck up down the yard, my mum was a great shot with a lemon.
She'd peg a lemon at you.
Peg a lemon at us, yeah, but I still loved her anyway.
Body shots or head shots, Simon?
Head shots, mate.
Yeah. Of course. Not mucking around.
But, yeah.
So give us a ratio. 2 out of 3, 4 out of 5?
Oh, it's a great shot. 10 out of 10.
Whoa.
Should have played for the Australian cricket team. Simon, flowers for you.
It sounds like Simon's mum actually just had a bowl and just kept...
Rapid fire. Melanie, my mum did what, but you love her anyway.
My mother at 38 weeks pregnant for myself with twins, and she was a few red wines down, decided that she would have a go of a paintbrush and paint my pregnant belly. A ladybird, and I went into labour. She made massive ladybird on my pregnant belly. Oh.
Drawn by a drunk mum.
Done by a drunk mum.
Oh, my God.
Ambulance and all. It was great.
There were photos,
Melanie, before we give you the flowers, are you sure you still love her?
I do still love her. I might keep the flowers for myself and give her the stem.
Happy Mother's Day, Mel.
Thank you, guys.
That's why we're all in therapy, gang.
Oh, my God, hilarious.
We've got to thank the Newcastle Food and Flower Markets for Mother's Day. They've got beautiful flowers, and you can book now at the Newcastle Food and Flower Market for that Mother's Day high tea.
Tanya.
What?
Oh, look at poor Steve's deformed legs. Should we put him in shorty shorts?
Oh, God, love her.
Look at the legs.
Yeah, they're not deformed. They're just, you just need to grow into them.
One day I hope that happens. Tanya and Steve have got the good news. Constantly bombarded with misery. They cleverly disguise as news these days. So we thought, hey, let's do a good news segment. And has it not been going off the past month or so?
We love it. It is every Friday. And it's simply good news you want to share about you, your world, your kids, your partner, whatever it is. We don't care as long as it's happy.
Yep, and we'll reward you with Miller's Pies.
Hello, Harry at Cardiff.
Hi, Steve. How you going, mate?
Good, thank you, mate. What's good news?
The wife finally got a tooth repaired yesterday, completely repaired. Last 3 weeks ago, she broke it. And yesterday, it all come to fruition, and it's all fixed up. Looks brand new. She looks beautiful.
Oh, that's brilliant, Harry. How did it get broken?
Well, it resulted from an accident when we were young sort of thing. I crashed a bike.
Oh, God.
And, it's all good now. She looks brand new. She looks awesome.
That's fabulous. Nice photos for Mother's Day.
Excellent. Brand new.
We've got pies for you.
Thanks very much.
A tooth?
Front tooth.
Was it one of the drill ones in your thingy? Or?
No, it's a veneer, but it looks perfect. It matches the other tooth. Absolutely sensational.
Can I ask how much it cost, Harry? Because we're always blown away by the cost of teeth.
It was a lazy $2,000.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
For one
and
tooth.
That's veneer.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you get any back?
No, she's worth it. She's been probably taller than now. She's even beautiful.
There you go.
Do you get any back?
Nah.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Oh, it's all right. It's only money.
Exactly, Harry.
Yeah, who cares?
You got any spare, Harry?
I'm pretty happy I'm getting some pies, though.
You're getting some pies,
You're getting pies, Miller's pies, six-pack for you.
Thanks, Harry.
Shortland RG in Warners Bay, that's where you'll find Miller's pies.
Why aren't we all orthodontists?
That's a good question, and I'll get to the bottom of that.
My brother's in a good game.
He is.
Yeah, Stuart Dentures and Mouth Guards, if you want to check him out.
Stuart Dentures and Mouth Guards, he said.
Yeah, Brycey thinks if he mumbles, the boss won't yell at him.
Yeah,
he'll yell at me later for that one. There you go. There's a free plug, Mark.
Why is it he only yells at you? He doesn't yell at Tanya and I.
He wants to yell at you guys.
Yeah, but he takes it out on you.
He yells at me if he wants to yell at you.
Sally's at Waters
Bay. Love my job.
Tell us the good news, Sal.
Hi, Tanya. How are you today?
Great.
That's good. I'm doing a dumpling course tomorrow, finally learning how to make Chinese and Korean dumplings.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yay! Yes.
Where are you doing it?
Down at Cardiff, at the Chinese grocer there.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Sally, good news story this week's gone left field. We've got a new tooth and dumplings course.
Exactly.
Wow.
You never know what you get.
It's the little things.
Pies for Sal.
Yeah. I like that one. We've got Rodney now. What's your good news, Rodney?
It's Rodney from Paymaster's Restaurant. We're in the middle of raising a raffle for Legacy and Soldier On, with the help from Marty from Out of the Square Media, that we're raising money for Legacy, Soldier On, and Mates for Mates.
How much you got so far, Rodney?
We've got $5,000 so far, but last day today, so if anybody wants to grab any raffle tickets, jump onto our website or it's in today's Herald, buy your tickets. Tanya, there's plenty of Scarborough wines on offer, including a couple of nice big mountains of Scarborough Chardonnay.
You know
you've
getting,
done it now, mate.
You know I'm jumping on as soon as we hang up, Rodney.
I'll send you photos. They're absolutely beautiful sitting at home.
He knows how to get to my heart.
Well, and
best
you,
gluten-free food in town. And
you know, Rodney, that she'll always buy a case, not a bottle.
Hey, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
and
good
how
stuff.
Good, just a little shout-out to Out of the Square Media and Marty from Out of the Square. Partnering with you, Rodney, but we know they partnered recently with Soul Cafe. They're just doing wonderful things.
Oh, great stuff. Yeah, they're really good doers.
Yeah.
So tickets can be bought online as well for the raffle, but we couldn't have done it without the help of Marty, so and the Herald, so it's very much appreciated.
Good gift.
And we've got pies for you, so we're giving pies to the pie maker.
Yeah, so there,
oh,
Rodney, Marty's not the only do-gooder in town.
Thanks, Rodney, good luck with it.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Good stuff.
how's that?
giving a restaurant pies.
Yeah. Love it. He'll enjoy them.
It's like me winning a Triple M hat.